Welcome in. Today we're going for that old-school rave pressure drum and bass feel in Ableton Live 12, using a Soul Pride style break as the vibe reference. Think tight funk, ghost notes that chatter, little rolls that pull you forward and swing that feels urgent without turning your snare into a lazy mess. We're staying beginner-friendly, and we're doing this mainly in the arrangement view. So by the end you'll have a proper 32-bar drum arrangement at around 172 BPM that actually evolves and drives, not just a 2-bar loop that repeats forever. Alright, let's set it up. Set your tempo to 172 BPM. Time signature 4/4. Now create a few tracks so you stay organized. Make an audio track called Break Raw. Make a MIDI track called Break Slices. Make an audio or MIDI track called Top Loop for Hats and Ride. Optional, but honestly it helps a lot at this tempo. Then make two return tracks, return A, call it short verb, and return B, call it dub delay. Quick coaching note, keep the raw break untouched on its own track. That's your truth. Anytime you get lost with slicing, warping, or processing, you can always /beat against the raw loop and remember what you liked in the first place. Now drag your break sample into Break Raw. In the clip view, turn warp on. Your first job is not make it cool. Your first job is make it behave. We want a clean 1-bar loop that doesn't flam, drift, or feel like it's tripping over the grid. Set warp mode to beats first, because we want punch and clean transients. If the break is messy and beats is doing ugly clicks or weird stretching, then try Complex Pro, but just know it can soften the punch. For rave breaks, punch is life, so use Complex Pro only if you really need it. Find the first strong transient, usually a kick at the start of the bar. Set your loop brace to 1 bar. Play it against the metronome. If it feels like it's drifting or the end doesn't land right, adjust warp markers until the loop snaps around perfectly. Once 1 bar is clean, you can go 2 bars later. But earn the 2 bars. 1 bar clean is better than 2 bars sloppy. Cool. Now we slice it. Right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Slice by transients. 1 slice per transient. If you see an option to preserve warp settings, use it. Hit OK. Ableton creates a new MIDI track with a drum rack, and it should also create a MIDI clip that plays the break back using slices. This is the key move. Now you can rearrange the break like Lego. Rolls, swaps, swing control, clean edits, all without a million tiny audio cuts. Now open that MIDI clip. Doom and so you can actually see what's happening. Here's the mindset. Lock your anchor hits first. Then get funky around them. Your anchor hits are usually the main snare on beats 2 and 4. Often the first kick too. Those are the signposts that tell the listener this is the groove. If you swing those too hard or nudge them randomly, the whole drop feels weak. So first, identify the main snare slice. You'll see a recurring note that's clearly the big snare transient from the break. Place it firmly on beat 2 and beat 4 in each bar. If slicing already did that for you, great. If not, move it. Then find a kick slice. Put a kick on beat 1. Add another kick somewhere around beat 3, either just before or just after, depending on how skippy you want it. For beginner DNB pressure, a simple one on the 1. One around the 3 gets you moving fast. Now the magic. Ghost notes. Ghost snares are those quieter little hits that make the break talk. Grab a couple of snare-y slices that are softer, and place them around your main snare. Think little pickups, little answers, not a constant machine gun. Teacher tip. Don't overprogram. Old school pressure comes from small repeated motifs. If you fill every gap, you don't get more energy, you get blur. At this point, loop 2 bars. Listen, you want it to feel like a breakbeat, not like a perfect drum machine pattern. If it's too rigid, good, we'll fix that. If it's already chaotic, simplify it now before you add rolls and swing. Now we build the roll pressure. This is the key move for that rave pull into the next bar feeling. We're going to place a roll at the end of bar 4 first, because that's classic. Later we'll do bar 8, bar 16, bar 32, but start with bar 4 so it's obvious and you can learn the sound. Go to the last half beat of bar 4. Add a quick run of 3 to 6 notes using snare or ghost snare slices. Start with straight 16th notes. Keep it simple. Now shape the velocities. This is not optional. Velocity is the difference between rave roll and annoying typewriter. Set the first ghost hit in the roll around 30 to 45 velocity, middle hits around 45 to 70. Then your final lead-in hit, the one that basically throws you into the next bar, bring that up around 85 to 110. You're creating a ramp, quiet to loud. Tension to release. And here's a secret sauce thing beginners miss. Rolls feel better when they have an exit. So either end the roll with one clean snare stamp right on the downbeat or do the opposite and leave a tiny gap right before the downbeat, like a 1/16 rest, so the next bar slams harder. That tiny breath can make the drop feel twice as big. Also, shorten note lengths on some ghost hits if the slices have long tails. Otherwise, you get that machine gun smear where every hit overlaps and the groove turns to mush. Alright, now swing. D&B swing is not big house shuffle, it's subtle, functional, and usually it lives more in hats and ghosts than in your main snare. Open the groove pool, grab something like MPC 16 Swing 55 or 57, or any Ableton swing groove around 54 to 58. Drag the groove onto your MIDI clip. Now in the clip's groove settings, start gently, timing around 10 to 25%. Velocity may be 0 to 15% if you want a little dynamic movement. Random, keep tiny, like 0 to 5%. We're not trying to sound drunk, we're trying to sound alive. Listen carefully to your main snare. If the snare starts feeling late, floppy, or like it lost its authority, pull the timing amount down. Now here's the more controlled method that I recommend if you want guaranteed punch. Duplicate the MIDI clip. On the first clip, keep only the anchor hits, the main snare and the main kicks. Delete hats and ghosts from that clip. This is your straight backbone. On the second clip, delete the anchor hits and keep only hats and ghost notes. This is your funk layer. Now apply the groove only to the funk layer. Leave the backbone straight. This gives you that raised shuffle and forward motion, but your snare still cracks dead center like it should. That's the best of both worlds method, and it's extremely common in serious drum programming even if people don't talk about it. Extra pressure dial. Once your groove is working, select only ghost snares and hats and nudge them slightly earlier. We're talking tiny, 1 to 5 milliseconds earlier. Not a full 16th note, not even close. Just a little negative delay so it leans forward. If it starts sounding frantic, pull it back, or only do it on the second bar of your 2-bar phrase, so you get that call and response feel without rewriting the pattern. Now let's add a top layer, because at 172 BPM old school breaks can feel like they don't have a consistent engine in the highs. On your top loop track, load a drum rack with a closed hat and a ride. Program closed hats in 16ths, but remove a few hits so it breathes. Then add the ride in 8ths for that classic rolling drive. Apply the same groove to the tops, but you can push it a bit more here, like 20 to 35% timing, because tops can swing more without making the groove feel late. Mix tip. Put EQ8 on the tops and high pass around 250 to 400 Hz. You want drive, not mud. Now we do a simple drum bus chain with stock devices, just to glue it and get that rave snap. Group your drum tracks. Put break slices and top loop in a group. If you're still using break raw as a layer, group that too, but be careful. Raw break plus sliced break can flam if they're not perfectly aligned, so either commit to one as the main or keep the raw super quiet as texture. On the drum group, at EQ8, high pass around 25 to 35 Hz to remove rumble. If it's boxy, dip a little around 250 to 400 Hz. If it's dull, a gentle high shelf around 8 to 10 kHz, just 1 to 3 dB, but don't overdo it. Then add drum bus, drive around 5 to 15%, crunch from 0 to 10. Just watch harshness. Boom. Be careful because you'll probably add sub-bass later. Keep it low, like 0 to 10%. And if you use it, aim around 50 to 60 Hz. Transients. Try plus 5 to plus 15 if you want more snap. Then add glue compressor. Attack 3 milliseconds, release auto, ratio 2 to 1. You're aiming for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. And turn soft clip on for that nice controlled smack. Rule of thumb. Don't master your drums here. Just make them coherent and punchy. Now arrangement. This is where the old school pressure really shows up, because jungle and rave drums are as much about storytelling as they are about the loop. We're making 32 bars. Bars 1 to 8. Intro groove. DJ friendly. Keep it simpler. Maybe break only, or break with filtered tops. Put an auto filter on the drum group and start with a low pass around, say, 6 to 10 kHz, then slowly open it across the 8 bars. That opening filter is a classic Here Comes the Energy move. Bars 9 to 16. Build pressure. Bring the tops in fully. Add a small roll at the end of bar 12. Then a bigger roll at the end of bar 16 to signpost the drop. And for that classic dubby rave hint, take one snare hit near the end of a phrase and send it to dub delay. Try an eighth note or quarter note delay. Keep it subtle. One tasteful delayed snare is more rave than drowning the whole loop. Bars 17 to 24. main drop section, cleanest groove, full drums. Keep rolls every 4 bars, but short. Remember, pressure comes from placement and contrast, not constant filling. Bars 25 to 32. Variation, second phrase. Do one simple resplice. Duplicate your main clip, and swap just one ghost snare slice for a different nearby slice from the same break. Maybe one that's tighter or roomier. That tiny change reads as progression without confusing the dancer. Add one stutter moment somewhere, like a one-beat stutter. Duplicate a slice and repeat it 2 to 4 times quickly. Then bar 32, biggest roll into whatever comes next. Arrangement coaching note. Energy ramps don't have to be filters. You can ramp energy by density. Every 8 bars, add just one extra ghost leading into B2, or one extra off-hat, or one delayed snare at the end. Pick one. Don't stack everything or it turns into noise. And another classic rave tension trick, mute cuts. Right before bar 17 or bar 33, mute only the tops for half a bar so the break suddenly feels huge when tops come back. Or mute the break for one beat and let the delay or reverb tail fill the gap. Crowd tease 101. Now let's keep you out of the most common mistakes. Don't overswing everything. If the main snare gets lazy, your drop loses impact. Swing ghosts and tops more than the backbone.